The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time to welcome in our buddy, our friend, the host of the Larry Elder Show, and a guy who's going to be coming to town doing an event with us. We're going to tell you more about it on March 29th, AM870TheAnswer.com. Our friend, we call him the Sage.
Sage!
Larry Elder is here. Give him a follow right now at Larry Elder. And check out a couple of websites. Larry with Epic, EPOCH.com for the Larry Elder Show, and ElderForAmerica.com. Larry, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're just pounding right through the day. What a week it has been. I don't even know where to start with. You've got banks collapsing. We have the Bidens. But let's start there because they've got some interesting ties that are being revealed. Many of us on the conservative side of the aisle that consume conservative media have known about these ties, Larry. But the news that has come out indicates that now the wife of Beau Biden, who was also the mistress of Hunter Biden, some weird Jerry Springer stuff there. She was also on the take, getting some cash from the Bidens' connections with the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I was watching Fox News, and Kellyanne Conway was squaring off with Juan Williams. And Juan Williams said, well, so now you're bringing in all members of the Biden family. You're bringing in? And he also said, but nobody has found any evidence that there has been a crime committed. Let me put a little pause right there. When Donald Trump was accused of being in bed with Russia, nobody said he had done anything illegal. It was that he was compromised. He was not criticizing Putin sufficiently in the minds of those who don't like Donald Trump. Now, all of a sudden, the goalposts have been moved. It doesn't matter that Joe Biden is compromised. It doesn't matter that he's allowing China to run all over us. Doesn't matter that he allowed the balloon to go all across the country, in large part, in my opinion, because he's been compromised. It's now that he hasn't been accused of a crime yet. Nobody has argued that he's broken the law. Actually, he has broken the law, but that's not the point. The point is, the issue is whether or not the Biden family has been compromised by China. And that was the argument that was made against Donald Trump. Now, all of a sudden, come back to me when you have evidence that a crime has been committed. It's just a stunning how this has happened.
What's your take, Larry? I think I know where you stand on this, but do you think, and it's a real serious question, right? It's easy just to throw bombs and say, oh, Biden's on the take and Biden's corrupted by China. I actually believe that he is corrupted. Somehow China has their mitts on him. Where do you fall on the actual, how deep the CCP is dug into the Biden family?
It's dug in very deeply. $50, $60, $70 million to the Biden Penn Center, allowing Joe Biden to get about $1 million a year as a professor where he wasn't even lecturing any classes. They've also given money to a university in Delaware under Biden's name. We know that Hunter Biden has been getting money from China. It's very, very deep. But even worse than that, Grant, it's what China has been doing to infuse itself in every corner of American life. You remember when you used to pick up the Sunday newspaper and read these big supplements from China showing all these kids happy and balloons and what a wonderful country China has been? They've given money to the New York Times. They gave money to the LA Times, the Washington Post, for years to alter public opinion of China. We also know that there's a whole bunch of Chinese chairs in major universities all across the country. So China has bought up farmland. They bought up factories. China has infused itself in every corner of American life to the point now we're dependent upon China for certain materials, even military components that we cannot get anywhere other than China. It's insidious what they've done. Talk about a Trojan horse.
Yeah. And you know what's kind of, I think what's most scary about this story? Yeah, of course, conservatives love something to throw at the Biden family. Oh, we told you they were on the take. How many other politicians are on the take from the Chinese Communist Party? They have infiltrated this country, as you mentioned, through farmland. They own our pharmaceutical business. 93% of our pharmaceuticals are there. All of our technology and parts are made in China. We need them now. We have a dependence on China. It's possible our elected officials, at least some of them, are on the take and promoting their interests over our own. Larry, you're very much toying with the idea of running for president. And if you go in, this, I think, is our greatest adversary. Would you agree? And what do you think? I mean, what's the first step that you take against pulling some of this back from China?
I do agree that China is our greatest adversary. And let's remember about Eric Swalwell, who had a relationship, a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy. And how about the driver of Dianne Feinstein? And that he drove her for almost 10 years, listening to all of her conversations. This is how insidious it is, and those are just the ones that we know about. China has to be dealt with like an adversary. We have to deal with them. We need to rebuild our military. We need to help Taiwan. We need to reverse the dependence on China for all sorts of products. We need to start manufacturing things here stateside so that we don't increase our dependency on China. It's interesting that we've got this whole cabal that wants us to buy EVs. Well, the rare earth materials, the lithium, the cobalt, the nickel that goes into the battery to make the EV either comes from China or comes from third world countries that are controlled from China. So the push for EVs is making us increasingly more dependent on China, and we need to reverse that push.
Question for you, Larry. We had Mike Rogers, the former congressman, on the program yesterday. He's toying with running for the presidency now. I told him I think that's a real uphill battle for a guy with very little name recognition except the inner circles of conservatism. He was all in on Ukraine, giving money to Ukraine, supporting Ukraine, all of this. I'm not. The grassroots I'm seeing really kind of lands on the side of not being all in, not turning our backs, but not being all in. Where do you stand, real quick, if you can, on Ukraine and how we should be handling that?
You know, I know that there is a growing opposition to our supporting Ukraine, probably most principally by Tucker Carlson. I know that Ron DeSantis has just come out and also opposing our support for Ukraine. Donald Trump did as well. And I understand that argument, and I respect it. I think it's wrong. I think the original sin is Joe Biden pulling out from Afghanistan. I think it inspired Putin. I think we wouldn't be having this conversation had that not taken place. But it is what it is. I think it's also made China more aggressive. It's made North Korea more aggressive. It's making our adversaries more aggressive. I think if we don't deal with Russia right now and hopefully stop their push in Ukraine, if Ukraine is defeated, I think next will be some of the NATO countries, and that invokes Article 5. An attack against one is an attack against all, and we're back in it anyway. And the only argument is that the support for Ukraine has pushed China and Russia closer together. They already were close together. We already are in a Cold War, and we need to be realistic about that. I could very well be wrong about that, and I'm happy to be wrong, but I also think you don't know, and Tucker Carlson does not know, what would have happened had we not supported Ukraine. We'd have to have a world where we didn't, and a world where we did. We could only manage risk.
Yeah, all we right, can only manage where we are.
Two thoughts, and only because we're way up on a break, but two thoughts. Mm-hmm. One is, I agree in many cases if you have a strong commander-in-chief. We don't have a guy or a government right now that can handle this war against Russia, so that would be a disaster. And two, I love your candidacy and going for it. I really worry that's not going to resonate with the very grassroots people that you're going to need to make movements in here. That's not going to resonate.
Well, I'm not doing it based upon polls. I'm not doing it based upon what position is popular. I'm doing it based on what I think is the best interest of America. And I think Russia is about ready to collapse. It's an economic basket case. This is now the second war against a smaller country. They have not been able to defeat it. And I think Putin is this close to being toppled. And wouldn't that be good news for the world?
Yeah, it would be good news for the world. And here's what this is just a taste of the conversation that we are going to have on March 29th. Larry, I'm so excited about this event, 6 to 8 p.m. It's at the Embassy Suites in Glendale, a limited number of tickets. And we're going to talk through some of these issues that will present themselves should you decide to pull the proverbial trigger and jump into the presidential race. So this is really kind of a run through of some of the most important issues, some of the strategies. It's going to be a really interesting, intimate evening with a book signing. Yes, Grant.
I want my $5 million of reparations. I'm moving to San Francisco.
And we'll bring you a $5 million check. It may bounce like a rubber ball, but I'll bring you a $5 million check. AM870.info for your tickets. Get them right now. AM870.info. Can't wait to see you there, Larry.
I'll take it in Bitcoin. Just bring it.
Cool. I'll find some, maybe Monopoly money. I'll bring that too. Give him a follow right now at Larry Elder. Check out elderforamerica.com and larrywithepic.com and have a great weekend.
You too.
All right.
Talk
there he goes.
Friday. Bye-bye.
All right. Always love to have Larry on.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.